Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The focus, as we know, on the universities and colleges in the United States has been significant. And we, of course, have continued to cover these stories. Shail Ben-Ephraim is the host of the History of the Land of Israel podcast, Israel Explained YouTube channel. And he joins us this morning to talk about the impact on defunding of these schools. Shail Ben-Ephraim, good morning. How are you? How's Los Angeles?
Good morning. You're in Israel?
I am in Israel. Came for a wedding, which took place last night, which is why everybody thinks I'm sick, but I'm not. I'm just a little bit, the voice is
You tired. Partied too much, Howard. Let's just
okay, fine. That's the truth. Okay, that's fine. You're on to me. That is the truth. It was.
I knew you were a party animal.
Oh yeah, deep down, not even so deep. But anyway, as you said, as we're talking about colleges taking us back to those days, clearly my recovery isn't what it used to be. That is for sure. Anyway, tell us of what is the latest in terms of the funding or defunding, rather, of these colleges, of these universities.
Well, I mean, first thing we need to keep in mind that Harvard has a lot of its own money, and it's not a publicly funded university. Having said that, a good deal of their operational funds, sort of what they use on hand, is from public funding, a lot of which they get through contracts. Now, you know, there's this concept that Harvard and other schools like that get free money from the government, but they don't. What they have a lot of is contracts with the government to provide services. If you're the U.S. government and you want research done on something and you want it at a high quality, you're going to go to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, especially Harvard, which is still the number one school ranked most years. So they have more contracts with the U.S. government than any other private university, I believe. Today, the Trump administration announced that it's canceling all those contracts, or at least giving Harvard notice that they should prepare for all those contracts to be terminated. That's on top of other smaller grants that Harvard has provided to, that the government has provided to Harvard in the past.
So practically, what is this likely to mean?
It's going to mean a lot of cuts. It's going to mean a lot of cuts, and especially to cutting edge research. Because, you know, when you have day-to-day costs, you're not going to cut those, or you're going to try not to cut those. You're going to try to, keep classes. You're going to try to keep the facilities open, infrastructure open. But a lot of projects that provide the most cutting edge research for the United States are going to be canceled. And then you can add to that the fact that the Trump administration is trying to stop Harvard from accepting any foreign students. And that means that some of the best, if that will happen, so far the courts have been resisting. But if that happens, then some of the best minds that come up with the most cutting edge research will not be allowed to go to Harvard. The replacements for them could be not as good. A lot of the best replacements have already taken fellowships elsewhere, Yale, Princeton, Oxford, Cambridge, you know. So it harms the most cutting edge research, and that includes cancer and all the things that that are the most important. Harvard is one of the prides and joy of the United States, one of the things that keeps its cutting edge in the world. This is exactly what America's enemies would like to see America do, and that's happening.
Well, the problem is America's enemies, rather, have infiltrated places like Harvard. So there's still some responsibility that the university itself has. It has allowed it to get to this level. Nobody obviously would like to see funding cut, but at the same time, the university needs to take some responsibility here.
Oh, absolutely. The American universities have they've done a few things very wrong, in my opinion. A lot of this is kind of simplistically blamed on Qatari money or Gulf money, and a lot of these universities have taken a lot of Gulf money. But I think that's not the main problem. The main problem is they've adopted an orthodoxy of you know, whatever you want to call it, progressivism that is and really anathema to independent critical thinking. You know, once you, it's not, to me, it's not so much that these ideas are wrong. To some extent, they're right. To some extent, they're wrong. That's not even the point. The point is that it's, you have to accept it as dogma. You have to conform to it. And once you start conforming to it, then you're destroying critical thinking. And of course, from a Jewish perspective, it has led to a lot of anti-Israel activity. And you have to agree with anti-Israel positions. Otherwise, you might not get hired, and so on and so forth. But what we have to keep in mind is that a lot of these universities were already, including Harvard, were already working with the Biden administration to improve this, and the former president resigned over it. There were committees to improve things. A lot of the encampments had been scattered. A lot of the classes had been discontinued and replaced. The progress wasn't amazing or anything like that, but a lot of progress had been made. This isn't really about that. This is about a wider war against education that the Trump administration has, and they'll use any pretext to justify it. The anti-Israel, anti-Semitism stuff is there, but also their fight against DEI, what they call DEI, which is really trying to hire people in an equitable way to make up for years of you know, discrimination against people who aren't white and women and so on and so forth. They're also against that. And a lot of this is just to cut down what they see as universities that create elites that are against them. So there's a lot of things going on here. And the things that are, that Jews worry about are real, but they're not the reason that Trump is doing this. And we risk throwing out the baby with the bathwater by going too far in what we're doing with Harvard. But I agree with you that there are real problems here. No question about it.
We've seen Trump's style. I do need to try and wrap it because it is about to go 7 o'clock. But we see Trump's style is to go for the extreme, dramatic, and then pull it back when it comes to some form of negotiation. Is that likely to happen here?
Only if Harvard bend the knee, I think, because Harvard is standing up to them a lot more than they expected. And they know that if Harvard caves, then the other universities are likely to cave. And if Harvard stands up, the other universities are more likely to stand up.
Okay.
This is a symbolic battle. And if Harvard can't do it, no one else can. I don't think they're going to compromise. This isn't like the tariffs. This is a culture war thing. This isn't about economics. And that's why I actually don't think there's going to be a compromise. I think he's going to go all out.
That is where we leave it. And of course, we continue to follow this story. Shaul Ben Ephraim, thank you as always.
Partying, Howard.
No more. I'm too old for this. I am definitely way too old for this. You see, that's what happens when you've got people who call you out. You should, you know, that's why we've got to get new guests who don't even know me. Because otherwise,
to know you is to love you, Howard.
Okay. Thank you for that. It is 7:01. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.